Your Sunrise News, weather and travel. This is Early Breakfast with Abongile Nzelenzele on Cape Talk.
So, Vegan Cuisine Month was apparently started by the American Vegan Society to help bring awareness to how easy it can be to switch from meat eating to plant eating. So, can we live solely on a vegan diet? Are we getting everything we need? Well, according to an article published in January this year by the BBC, a vegan diet has the ability to impact the human brain negatively. In light of this, then, are we starving our bodies of vital nutrients while we're trying to save animals and the planet? Also, on the other hand, is this the best thing we could do for our bodies? Well, I don't have the answers for you, but you are joined by a registered dietitian and at the Association for Dietetics. That is Natalie Matt. Natalie, good morning. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
I was worried that I was going to mispronounce that dietetics. I was like, I was practicing it over and over again. Natalie, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. Now, I mean, there are misconceptions, there are myths, it comes with the territory, I would imagine. But from your side, I mean, what are the biggest concerns in terms of brain health when it comes to having a plant-based diet? Are there any, in fact?
There are two nutrients that we are quite concerned about when it comes to the vegetarian diet with regards to brain health. The first one, which is the big one that everyone talks about, is vitamin B12. There are no naturally occurring plant sources of vitamin B12. Plants don't make vitamin B12, and humans need it. It is a water-soluble vitamin, and so we have to get it from our diet or supplements. And the only way one gets vitamin B12 from plant sources is if you are consuming if you're consuming foods that are fortified with vitamin B12. And so in South Africa, we don't have that many vitamin B12 containing foods that you're able to get them twice a day, which is what you would need to meet your requirements. And so instead, we should much rather take a supplement. And then there's a second nutrient, which is our omega-3s. Omega-3 you can get from plant sources, but you don't get it in the essential amino acid form. I won't tell you the exact scientific names, but you get them in a different form, and we only convert about 5% of the amount that we take in of plant omega-3 into the EPA and DHA that our brains need. Now, you won't necessarily need to supplement to support brain health if you're a vegan and you have standard requirements, but for people who have elevated requirements, for example, a pregnant or lactating woman, there I would recommend supplementation. And so why are these two nutrients important? Vitamin B12 can actually present as depression or lethargy, so you don't feel good. You really might be a bit sad. And omega-3s are really important for brain health. So another area where it would be important to get enough from a plant source is in growing children, because their brains need that as well.
Are you still there? Sorry, I think I missed you there, Natalie.
Yes, sorry.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I am there.
Fantastic. So then, is it a good idea to become a vegan after eating meat your entire life? Or is it a good idea to just, start them young? Yeah.
I think it depends very much on why people want to go vegan. So there are benefits to going vegan. You have a lower carbon footprint. Your animals aren't injured. It's high in fiber. But there are also negatives. And sometimes I see people going vegan to hide a disordered eating relationship. So if they're restricting many, many, many foods, often trying to lose weight, or if they're very concerned about what is in their diet and developing a kind of everything must be pure mindset, then that can actually be an issue, and their veganism isn't necessarily healthy because your relationship with food isn't healthy. But otherwise, I think it can be great. One aspect that some of my clients find difficult is that it's not always easy to socialize if you are eating only plant-based food. And so there, people might choose, I'm going to be vegan or plant-based at home, and then when I go out is when I will eat what is available. You don't want to go to your friend's house and be like, I'm sorry, I cannot eat anything you have prepared, because everything has animals in. So it can be something that can be socially isolating, and one does need to keep that in mind. But I do think there is benefit in to anything that makes people eat more vegetables. Generally makes a dietitian happy, but you do need to watch that you are getting in a balanced, varied diet. And so everyone talks about protein in the vegan diet, and a lot of the documentaries that are out at the moment are creating the misperception that a vegan diet is high in protein. It isn't high in protein, but you can plan your diet so that you get enough protein. And if you're concerned about it, if you're wondering, am I getting a good balance, you really should go see a dietitian to make sure that it is a properly managed diet. And if you have children who are eating a plant-based diet, I would highly encourage you to make sure that your diet is balanced by seeing a dietitian so that your children don't grow poorly.
Yeah. Natalie, I just want to bring in Mel into the conversation, one of the listeners. Mel, let me see if I can do this all right. Mel, good morning. Welcome to the conversation.
Hi.
Yeah. Mel, what do you have to say?
I'd just like to mention a couple of things about the vegan diet. Firstly, there are misconceptions about vitamin B12. So it's always wax lyrical that vegans can't get vitamin B12. But unfortunately, it's actually a vitamin that we get from bacteria. And it's a kind of bacteria that is found in the soil. And because of farming practices, we've actually killed off vitamin B12 in the naturally occurring environment. Now, the only way an animal gets vitamin B12 is by eating the plants from the earth that rip up the soil that contains that vitamin B12. And because of our farming practices with pesticides and herbicides, we've killed off that B12. Mm. So not only are your vegans vitamin B12 deficient, but your meat eaters are as well.
Okay.
And the only way for anyone to get vitamin B12 today is with a supplement, not just your vegans. And then in terms of oil or omega-3s, we have flax oils, for example, and your guest is talking about amino acids, but all essential amino acids come from plants. The only way an animal gets the amino acid is by eating the plant.
All right, man.
And I mean, there's flax oils, there's all sorts of alternatives to omegas. With socializing that she's talking about, it actually becomes very fun.
I am running out of time. I do apologize. I think Natalie's got the gist of it. Thank you very much for that. Natalie, I mean, you care to comment on Mel's point?
So vitamin B12 deficiency is very common in omnivores and in plant-based eaters, but it is less common in omnivores than people who eat more plant-based. And there are animals do eat the vitamin B12, but it is still important to note that there is vitamin B12 inside animal foods. And then in terms of the omega-3, I did make the comment that yes, you can get omega-3, so ALA, from flax seeds, but the conversion into the essential fatty acid form that is needed for brain health, for eye health, for heart health is very, very low. It is only about 5%. And so you need to eat large amounts of these oils in order to get enough essential fatty acids. And they're not in everything. So you might need to take, and I've had this discussion before with someone, you might need to take 3 tablespoons of a flax oil in order to meet your requirements. But that gives you very little for cooking and for eating avos and things like that.
Fair enough. Natalie, unfortunately, I've run out of time. I would really love to continue this conversation. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show. That's Natalie Matt, registered dietitian at the Association of Dietetics.